International diplomacy is often likened to a chess game. A movement on one part of the chessboard affects play on the whole board. Russia annexed the Crimea on the Black Sea in southern Europe this spring. The U.S. imposed selected economic sanctions on Russia, and Russia turned around and embargoed American food products, including Alaska seafood. The Cold War has been over for 25 years, but you wouldn't guess that from recent remarks made by Alaska's two senators. Here's Mark Begich speaking to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce.
Russia does not take our fish product anymore. Now, let me make it very clear. If they don't reverse this and Russia does not open their markets back up, I will do everything I can to close their markets here in the U.S.
Matthew Filling, Communications Director for Senator Lisa Murkowski, also takes a hard line.
If there's anything we have learned about Putin in the last year, it's that he sees the value of forceful, meaningful action. And if Putin wants to use fish and food as a weapon, we need to demonstrate that we are prepared to respond in kind.
A consortium of seafood producers has asked the Alaska Congressional delegation to support a ban on the import of Russian seafoods to America in retaliation for Russia's embargo on Alaska seafood. Terry Schaff signed the request on behalf of 9 processors. Schaff is president of Unisea Seafoods, a processor in Unalaska shipping surimi to Russia. Unisea had a shipment of surimi en route to Russia when the embargo went into effect. They had to divert 6 containers to a warehouse in Germany.
Economic cost us taking it to Germany, having to find new customers, and then we'll have to go back through and relabel every single carton in those containers.
Surimi is made from pollock and is found in fish sticks and imitation crab. But Schaff says the greatest harm to the Alaska seafood industry could be to salmon producers. Alexa Tankovich with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute agrees.
Because of the roe and because of just the sheer volume of salmon that had previously been exported to Russia.
Caviar is made from the roe of chum and pink salmon, and Russia is Alaska's second largest market for salmon roe. I called several Southeast Alaska salmon processors. None of them would talk to me on the record. However, one processor, off the record, said he didn't really see a problem because the pink and chum catches were down this year, and there may not be enough Alaska product to meet worldwide demand. Asmis Tankovich partly agrees, but still sees a problem.
I don't think it's entirely accurate to say that there would be no or minimal impact, as Russia is still our second largest salmon roe market. And then I think the other thing that you have to consider, too, is that Russia imported quite a bit of salmon from Norway. And European exports to Russia are also sanctioned. That product going into other markets will have an impact on Alaska salmon.
In other words, Norwegian salmon that would have gone to Russia will now be competing with Alaska salmon in world markets. Steve Reifenstuhl, general manager of the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, gave another reason for concern.
Last year, fisheries across the state were very, very good, and we broke the all-time record by a long margin. And because of that, there is somewhat of a glut on the market. All that fish that was harvested and processed last year hasn't been moved.
So this year's catch is competing with last year's catch on the international market. And the loss of the Russian market then could be a problem. Nonetheless, Tankovich said that ASME started developing alternative markets as soon as they saw the possibility of conflict between the U.S. and Russia.
An international marketing program had anticipated that we may want to look towards other markets for roe. China, Germany, and France are the next biggest roe market after Japan and after Russia. We had also considered other Eastern European markets.
Ensraz Reifenstuhl sees the market for Alaska caviar expanding to new markets beyond Eastern Europe.
South America, Africa, Asia, China. They look to what the rich people are eating, and sure enough, they want salmon.
In the short term, it creates a little bit of confusion. That said, I think we're a really resilient industry. There will be a minor impact, but I think that we can get past it.
So when exactly the Russian embargo ends remains a question for senators and diplomats. The question for Alaska seafood producers is slightly different. When do Russian markets reopen, and will Alaska need them? In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.